This is Blast Blast Goose, a Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic written by Skyrunner and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and is Jen, with additional tags for Thorn POV, POV third person, humor, crack, clone trooper centric, slice of life, military, banter, inaccurate depiction of caffeine withdrawal, big titty fox, cussing, content warning, geese, power of friendship and spite, a small bit of Fox Rio at the end, comedy of errors. Summary. The Senate places a trading ban on Blast, an energy drink as likely to kill you as revitalize you. As a result, Fox goes into severe caffeine withdrawal, and it's up to two Coruscanti guardsmen to mitigate the damage. Chapter 1. Phase 1. Headache.
This is Bantha shit,
Thorn snarls, glaring at the civvies they pass, even though his helmet prevents them from appreciating his ire.
Not that anybody else does, either.
Chill out, CT981327 says blandly.
It's just a calf run. Fuck off. It's not just a calf run. Shinies do calf runs. Shiny.
Thorn punches the black pauldron on 27's shoulder.
This is punishment.
27 merely realigns the pauldron without breaking stride.
Well, yeah. You're the reason we all have to sit through a safety briefing this morning. Don't remind me.
Of the safety briefing? Or how you antagonize the local avian species?
Those fuckers started it.
They finished it, too. Thorn crosses his arms sullenly.
You know what? Shut the fuck up. No one asked you.
You literally... Aw, shit. Thorn groans at the sight of an unusually tall Natolan looming over an open-air storefront.
It's Killigan.
Killigan?
Serving today. He hates me.
Not a unique trait, 27 mutters. Thorn ignores him, rolling his shoulders and shaking out his hands as he mentally gears up. He flexes his fingers for good measure.
I'm gonna have to turn on the old Thorn charm.
Please don't, 27 deadpans. We don't need more safety briefs. Thorn swaggers up to the counter and leans on it in a carefully calculated move that beautifully displays his broad chest and arms.
Runner-up chest day champion 3 days in a row, thank you very much. Fuck you, Fox, you big titty bitch. Hey, good looking,
he says with a salacious wink that he remembers too late is hidden by his helmet.
What you got cooking? Nothing.
Killigan draws with a snare.
This is a calf stand.
Thorn steps away and scowls when Killigan sprays disinfectant on the counter. Good morning, Killigan, 27 says, as he places a large, empty drink tray on the counter. The usual order, please. Killigan swaps the tray for a new one, laden with nearly 100 cups of calf.
I've already received payment, though I expect my tips to increase if I have to deal with him again.
Killigan's head tendrils sway in graceful contrast to the jut of his chin towards Thorn.
Bitch. Thanks, sweet stuff,
Thorn says sarcastically, dragging the tray toward him.
Wait.
27 puts a hand on his shoulder before he could lift the tray.
There's only calf here.
Thorn rolls his eyes.
Yeah, no shit, it's a calf stand.
Killigan, where's Commander Fox's order? A slow smile spreads across Killigan's face. his shark black eyes unblinking.
"Didn't you hear?"
he asks sweetly.
"That toxic sludge marketed as an energy drink's been trade banned by the Senate."
"Oh no," 27 breathes. "We're goosed."
Thorn slaps him up the back of his helmet.
Killigan flips a curtain of head tendrils back dramatically.
"I guess 1,001 hospitalizations and 32 deaths was enough to get the Senate's attention."
Thorn snorts.
"That's it? Seems a bit low for a galactic ban. Per day."
Killigan bats his eyes.
"Oh, shit. Well, can we get some calf for him?"
Killigan smiles, too many, too sharp teeth making Thorn very uncomfortable.
"Put my strongest in there already. Good luck." The hair on his arms stands on end at Killigan's malicious smirk, and Thorn seizes the tray of calf before the Natolan decides to consume them all. "Can Natolans digest human bones?" "Wait, don't answer that. He doesn't want to know."
"That's not going to be enough. Shut up, Shiny," he hisses over 27's protest, furtively glancing over his shoulder to make sure Killigan isn't pursuing them.
"It'll have to be enough. Commander Asshat can go without his precious blast for one day."
"You don't understand. It's quite literally illegal to put that much caffeine in non-licensed drinks. Blast was the only one on the market that got around it."
"Okay, and? So we'll be a little tired. Bastard could use a nap."
"The difference is enough to put him through withdrawal."
Thorn pauses at the door to headquarters. "What does that entail?"
"It could be a lot of things. Nausea or vomiting, headaches, poor mood, mental fogginess, dizziness.
All right, then he takes a sick day and we get a blissful 24 hours of life without our dear commander while he is nursing what sounds like a hangover. What are the downsides?"
"The downsides are what he'll do to us when he recovers."
Thorn shrugs and unsuccessfully pushes at the door with his hip.
He frowns.
"That sounds like a problem for future us. Present us needs to get our asses through this door into the conference room before we're officially..."
"Commander Thorn?"
"Fucked,"
he finishes under his breath, at the sight of a Pantoran senator waving at them from further down the hall.
"Shit. Okay, I didn't hear that. Hurry, Shiny."
"But shouldn't we..."
"No. Move your ass and open the damn door."
27 fumbles at the handle and opens it just as the senator enters socially appropriate speaking range, which is, incidentally, the same distance as a grenade's lethal zone. Fun fact. "Commander Thorn, I need to see Commander..."
"In the door, in the door, in the door, in the door, in the door!"
They sprint through the foyer, not even saying hello to Flinch on desk duty, sacrificing him to the confused senator instead.
"He will be remembered." "Where the fuck have you two been?"
But only if he's remembered by someone else, because he and 27 are dead.
Fox glares at them with murderous intent from the presenter's podium, a blood-chilling counterpoint to the rapturous delight emanating from the other troopers in the conference room.
Which... probably because of the calf, and not Thorn's near award-winning upper body physique.
"Fuck you, Fox."
He holds the tray up defensively.
"Calf's here?" Then he is swarmed, trying to keep up with his brothers shoving their greedy, grubby hands at him for their share of calf. He feels dirty and slightly used by the time his tray holds one last unclaimed cup. But even that greasy sensation is preferable to the dread he feels taking that damn cup to Fox. His commander looks down at it with a lip curled in disgust.
"What the fuck is that?"
calf. That's not my order. Thorn turns to 27 for support, but the shiny has already made himself scarce. The smart son of a bitch. He swallows roughly.
Blast's been banned, sir. It's calf or nothing.
Nothing it is, Fox says sourly, turning on the projector for their brief. Thorn shifts slightly away, desperately wanting to flee to a seat, but also knowing he should try and look out for future Thorn.
Dumbass needs all the help he can get. Sir, not sure if that's a good idea. You could go into withdrawal.
Do I look like I'm a fucking addict? Fox snarls.
Thorn's eyes jump from the tar-colored bags under his eyes to the twitching tick in his jaw to his stringy hair that's starting to lighten with gray before any of the rest of his batch to his cheekbones all the more prominent for his gaunt frame.
Well, shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down. I'm getting a headache just looking at you.
Thorn flees to the back of the conference room with the rejected coffee and slouches low in his seat to avoid Fox's glare. The lights dim, and the first slide is finally visible.
Thorn groans.
Thanks to one of our own preeminent commanders who should definitely fucking know better, Fox begins.
Thorn sinks lower.
Today we will be discussing risk management for Scholo Geese.
The next slide shows several of the demon birds, their skull-white markings on sleek black bodies promising death and destruction. It's titled, Peace, Never an Option.
Remember the acronym BEAK,
Fox continues, stare burning directly into what's left of Thorn's miserable soul.
Back away. Maintain eye contact. Be assertive. And keep calm.
Next slide. Thorn buries his face in his hand.
Do not do as an unnamed and anonymous commander did, as shown in this video I've acquired for our collective education.
The video begins, immediately starting with Stone's voice shouting off screen as a couple of clones drunkenly stumble through the alleys between the entertainment and garden districts.
Hey, Thorn, bet you can't beat that bird in a fight. Just decommission him now.
Chapter 2.
Phase 2. Nausea.
How's it going?
What the hell do you care? Thorn snaps at 27.
27 shrugs, but doesn't leave Thorn's desk.
Fox is being an even bigger asshole than usual.
He relents with a grumble. He blinks at his monitor, the spreadsheets and slides swimming behind his eyelids.
But I can't fucking tell if it's because he hasn't had any caffeine, or if it's because the 212's early return has shifted all our meetings a day to the left.
That's rough, 27 guesses.
Yeah, it's fucking rough,
he shouts, voice cracking.
Staff meeting is today, and all the reports look fucked because we don't normally pull them until tomorrow, and everything is red.
Are you okay?
Yes,
he wheezes, swiping hysteric tears from his eyes.
Everything is fine.
27 leans back on his heels warily.
Remind me not to get promoted. Remind me to find a way to get demoted.
The goose incident wasn't enough.
Thorn clutches his head and pulls at his hair.
Apparently not. Whoa, easy.
27 holds his hands up, looking deeply concerned, but also completely unsure of how to handle the situation.
It's not like this is life or death. Easy for you to say. Look at our readiness slides. There'd be less red if I bled out beneath a binary red giant sunset on a bed of rubies and covered in rose petals.
That is a very weird, very specific example.
27. The end is near. My apologies if my analogies aren't coherent enough.
Hey, come on. It's not all that bad.
After all... Thorn looks up at 27, too scared to hope. 27 shoots him with finger guns.
They're called readiness slides for a reason.
Thorn bites down on his gloved fist and lets out a pained, high-pitched whine.
Okay, not a fan of puns. Got it.
When's the meeting?
He glances at the monitor and nearly sobs.
It's now.
Come on, I'll walk with you. 27 hauls Thorn out of his chair and onto his feet. Thorn sways briefly, then steels himself, snatching his helmet from his desk and marching to his doom meeting. He makes it halfway down the corridor before his fledgling courage fades in favor of rabid self-preservation, and he comes to a dead stop.
Nope.
Thorn?
No.
Come on, you're going to be late. 27 pushes at his back, but Thorn drops his center of gravity in response, digging his heels into the carpet.
Nope.
27 grunts and shoves even harder. But Thorn has carefully cultivated mass that comes only from dedicated gym time.
It'll only get worse the longer you stall.
Nope. Thorn twists in 27's grip and strains against his hold in the opposite direction. 27 is determined, not quite holding him in place, but definitely making all movement a challenge. Thorn leverages his perfectly adequate upper body strength, fuck you, Fox, weight to shove 27 down until the shiny is holding him by the ankles alone, and Thorn continues his way down the hall with a very clone-shaped ball and chain.
I'm not going there.
It's for your own good.
The hell it is. What the fuck are you doing?
They both freeze and look behind them at Fox, who's looming threateningly and greenly.
Going to the staff meeting?
Thorn squeaks.
Cancelled,
Fox says, still eyeing them with something approaching revulsion.
Oh, Thorn feels almost giddy with relief.
Cancelled! 27 leaps to his feet, brushing his armor down self-consciously.
Why cancelled, sir?
Thorn's neck cracks with how fast he turns his head to 27.
Why the fuck would he ask that? Feeling sick.
Fox grumbles, the revulsion tipping over to outright,
Fox is nauseous.
Shit.
Sir, are you okay?
Thorn tentatively reaches a hand out when Fox nearly doubles over as he walks past them, but snaps his arm back to his side at Fox's glare.
I'm fucking fine. Chowl Grub just hitting me wrong.
He continues past them without a goodbye, only tossing a, and fix your fucking slides, Thorn, over his shoulder when he's practically at the door of his private office. Thorn lets out a disbelieving sigh.
Yeah, I agree,
27 says.
Agree with what?
He asks incredulously.
That he's in trouble? That is not what that sigh meant.
We should help him.
Thorn reels back.
What? No. Why the fuck would we help him? How would we help him? He refused calf, denies its withdrawal, and it's not like he's got hair for us to hold back as he pukes into the vac tube. Frankly, that asshole deserves his fate.
But do we? 27 counters. The Pantoran senator is insisting she meet with the commander today. That's what I came to warn you about originally.
What happens to us if our commander kills a politician in a fever haze from withdrawal?
Thorn gapes.
Is that a thing?
He shakes his head.
Doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. Fox can get executed for treason or choke on his own bile. It's not my problem.
27 frowns at him and crosses his arms resolutely. Never a good sign in a shiny.
What?
I thought you said you were looking for a demotion.
How would helping him get me a demotion?
It wouldn't, 27 says. But if Fox is decommissioned, who's next in line to take his place?
Fuck.
Chapter 3.
Phase 3. Mental fogginess.
Okay, Thorn says. So he already complained of headaches, and I know he's feeling nauseous. How likely is it that he'll get the other symptoms too?
27 looks grim.
Given the obscene amount of caffeine in Blast, the rate of Commander Fox's consumption, and the fact that he's gone completely cold, I'd say it's less which symptoms of withdrawal he'll experience, and more how severe will the symptoms be.
Shit. He is really cold, isn't he?
That's not what I meant, but yes, he does appear to be breaking out in a cold sweat.
They look down at their commander, who's clinging to a waste bin with his face resting on its rim. Thorn contemplates Fox's slack-jawed expression and the fact that his office door wasn't properly locked.
I think the mental fogginess is probably already setting in, considering he hasn't murdered us.
I agree with your assessment, 27 says sagely. Fox burps and clutches the waste bin even tighter. It's almost sad.
So, what do? Should we take him to medical?
27 reaches out cautiously and pokes Fox in the shoulder.
Fox only groans.
Not sure. I don't think he can walk all that way, and I don't really want to carry him. He might sick up all over us.
Gross.
They watch Fox begin to slowly rock himself back and forth.
Well, 27 draws out. Maybe one of us can go get some meds? Just for the nausea, if nothing else. That way he can walk himself to medical.
Oh, that's a really good idea, actually.
Thorn takes his turn poking Fox's shoulder, only to quickly withdraw his hand when Fox tries to bite it.
Why don't you stay with him?
Yeah, fine, but be quick, okay?
Just because you said that, I'm going to walk as slow as possible.
Don't be a dick.
Shut the fuck up, shiny.
He spits over his shoulder as he leaves.
Or I'll tell everyone Fox threw up on you and make your name Chuck. I'd sooner start calling you Goose. Shut your fucking face, Chuck. Senator?
Thorn looks down at the Pantoran senator in surprise, one hand still on the door. She tilts her head elegantly, metal headdress tinkling, but her face is set in a determined line. Guardsman, I'm here to see your commander. He narrows the door, blocking the remaining view of Fox's office with his body. Behind him, he thinks he can hear his commander slur out the senator's name.
Which commander, Senator? There's several of us.
The one whose doorway you're standing in? She says, with the smallest of head tilts and an expression of impatient confusion.
This doorway?
He asks dumbly, and swallows at the irritated shadow that clouds her face. Oh, this doorway! Of course! You're looking for Commander Fox! What a funny coincidence! So am I.
He's not in his office?
There's a crash behind him that he valiantly disregards. Appears not. He may have gone to meet with the 212th about the logistical, exchange thing. Yeah.
The senator sighs. No matter. I'll leave him a note in his office.
No!
He nearly shouts, blocking her attempt to slip past him. Sorry, civilians aren't permitted to enter classified areas. I can take a message for him.
She peers up at him, eyes narrowing in a threatening manner he hadn't previously thought her capable of.
What did you say your name is?
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Lieutenant Goose. There's a bark of laughter from behind him that he covers up with a very exaggerated cough.
Sorry about that, Senator. Getting over a nasty case of, space scurvy.
Thorn is shocked to see the senator scowl, the angry expression extremely out of place on such a young and gentle face.
I don't have time for this, she says. I need to see Commander Fox directly. Send him to the dome once you see him. I must attend a Senate session, but I do not expect to speak, so he may meet with me once he is...
Her eyes drift past him, and he narrows the doorway even more. She frowns.
Once he is available.
Good day, Lieutenant Goose. She turns on her heel, cape flaring out with the movement, and strides away with a gait so even that it looks like she's gliding.
Stars! He shudders to think what a politician like that could want with Fox.
The dramatic, stylish ones are always the most demanding. He waits until the clicks of her dagger-thin heels fade before turning back into Fox's office.
Okay, she's gone. I'm going to... What's wrong with him?
Fox has managed to get himself upright, still hugging the waste bin, but no longer sporting a green tint. No... His face is far more disturbing now, a giddy, ghastly grin stretching across his cheeks unnaturally as a strange chuffing sound scratches out of his throat. Thorn blinks as his brain finally makes the connection between the sound and the expression and realizes with sickening horror that Fox looks happy.
Chapter 4. Phase 4. Lightheadedness.
Okay, so I think he's done with the nausea. Can we put him back at that? This is fucking creepy.
Fox giggles, slowly stumbling in a circular fashion that might resemble a dance. If you were taught to dance by a Kowakian monkey lizard in the middle of a drug-induced hallucination...
Not that I disagree, 27 says slowly, gently trying to wrestle the waste bin from Fox. But I really think we should take advantage of this and get him to medical.
You think he'll cooperate like this?
Fox giggles again, a deeply disturbing sound that Thorn internally swears he'll take to the pyre.
This might be the most cooperative Fox has ever been in his life. Here, let's see. Commander Fox, will you let me have the waste bin, please?
Fox looks at 27, then the waste bin, then 27, and back and forth,
and back and forth. Yeah, definitely the most cooperative, Thorn says sarcastically. But then Fox slowly nods and extends his hands toward 27. Thorn can only watch in shocked amazement as 27 gently places his hands above Fox's on the bin, a soft, proud smile on his face.
Stars, he's never seen Fox anywhere near compliant. The closest instance he can think of is when he challenged Fox to a spar. Fox had allowed him to gain the first point to lull him into false confidence before...
Fox violently shoves the bin into 27's face and leaps over his own desk, diving past Thorn and out the door.
Fuck!
Thorn sprints after him, but can't keep up with Fox's mad, delirium-fueled dash through headquarters. 27 catches up with him just outside the main doors, where he's bent double and struggling to measure out his breathing.
You lost him? He's fucking fast,
he gasps. How is he so fast? How can he beat Thorn in lifting and beat him in cardio? That conniving piece of shit.
Well, where did he go?
Thorn shakes his head and flops a hand out.
I don't know. Further into the senatorial complex? We can pull the tapes or ask civilians if they've seen a mad, unmasked clone running around. Ah, shit. There's gonna be so much paperwork for this, isn't there?
I told you we shouldn't get involved. Will you focus? We've got bigger problems right now. Our commander is vulnerable and alone, possibly in the Senate building.
Oh, of course he is. He tries to stand and winces, immediately returning to his braced position. Right into a Hutt's den of sin. You didn't say he'd go into a psychosis.
He's not, or I don't think he is. I said he might be lightheaded. Maybe that's what's happening?
I can barely breathe like this, Thorn points out. How is he sprinting around while dizzy?
Well, he might not be dizzy, per se. He might just be out of it enough that it dampens his inhibitions.
What? So, like, he's drunk?
27 looks down at him. Would Commander Fox voluntarily run into the Senate sober?
Oh, fuck.
Chapter 5. Phase 5. Recovery. Thorn walks stiff-spined past another group of senatorial aides, hunching over and clutching the stitch in his side as soon as they are past.
Mother fucking stairs! So many! Why? Why stairs? Turbo lifts. So much more efficient.
He beats his abdomen with a fist, trying to massage the pain away as if that has ever worked before, and keeps his ears peeled for offended politicians, or possibly well-deserved retching. This level's clear too, 27 says over comms. And I asked the senatorial guard, but he says there's been no reports of a strange clone.
Of course not,
Thorn mutters, peeking behind a curtain because who fucking knows what the hell Fox is thinking, even on a good day?
Why would the senatorial guard become magically competent the one time we could use their help?
Are they really that bad?
Listen, Shiny, they let a half dozen bounty hunters infiltrate and blow up a whole wing of the Senate. Yes, they're that bad.
I mean... Were they really good bounty hunters, or... Thorn blinks, tuning 27 out, when he catches the flutter of a comma disappearing around a corner.
I think I've got visual. Do you have my location?
Yep, on my way.
Thank the little gods it's not him sprinting this time. As it is, he is practically limping through a jog to catch up with his quarry. He turns the corner Fox had darted around, just in time to see his commander, and it's definitely Fox, unless there's two unhinged clones running around without their buckets, dive into a hall that branches into dozens of entrances to senatorial pods. His stomach goes icy cold, a painful contrast to the flushed heat of the rest of his body, and he limps a little faster. Fox had been too far away. Thorn couldn't tell which one he ran into, and there's a goddamned session happening right now. He couldn't very well poke his head beyond every door, hoping to find his boss behind one. Thorn paces the general section of hall Fox had disappeared into, reading over the placards of each senatorial pod and debating his options when 27 skids up to him. What? 27 sucks in a breath. What are you doing? Where's the commander? I don't know. I wasn't close enough to see which pod he entered. I was hoping maybe whatever senator would kick him out by now, but it's been almost 2 minutes. 27's eyes dart between the placards before fixing on one in particular. I think I know which one he chose. Thorn follows his gaze. The bronze placard reading Pantora. Are you sure? 27 hesitates, but nods. I'm sure. Fox recognized the senator by voice alone and tried to stand when he heard her. I had to hold him down. Is that what that crash was? What crash? Back at his office. You know what? Thorn looks up at the ceiling and takes a bracing breath. Never mind. Let's do this. Ready? No? Great. Let's go. Without giving himself the chance to change his mind, Thorn steps through the door to the Pantoran senatorial pod and double takes at what he sees. There's only two people in the pod, and Fox is leaning into the senator's space, face flushed. Probably from the run, because Thorn does not want to consider the alternatives, and is saying very concerningly inappropriate things. 27 gasps at his elbow. Commander Fox! Eve! Foxy! Thorn tries to cover, having elbowed 27 in the gut. There you are, buddy. The Pantoran senator's eyebrows are raised nearly to her hairline, looking between Fox and them. I am so sorry, Senator, he continues, as he sidles up to Fox and grabs him by his... Holy fuck, how are his biceps so huge, Fox? What the fuck? Arm. This trooper recently experienced a traumatic brain injury. Nothing to worry about, ma'am, but he slipped past us and, we'll just be taking him now. You called him Commander Fox, she says pointedly. No, 27 pipes up. I said Foxy! Common mistake though, Senator, not to worry. She purses her lips. So you have a Commander Fox and a Commander Foxy? Well, nope, Thorn cuts him off. I'm the commander. Trooper 27 was pointing him out to me. Commander, look, Foxy. Yep, right? Right, 27? Right. The senator stares at them. And it's Foxy! With three X's. Thorn turns to gape at 27 in horrified askance. 27 looks between him and the senator. It's, because he's so inappropriate and, naughty? They all look to Fox, who seems surprised but pleased to be the center of attention. Fox bites his lip and shoots finger guns at the senator. You know it, baby.
Thorn quietly turns off his vocoder and screams into the void of his helmet. This has gone on for long enough, the senator proclaims, turning a stern eye to the trio of clones. Thorn's scream reaches a new pitch. Fuck, this was not the way he thought he would go. Here, she says, thrusting an object at Fox. Thorn hears the pressurized hiss of escaping air, and then Fox is chugging. Is that a blast? 27 asks. And Thorn is right there with him, staring at the neon can. I've been trying to get it to him all day, the senator says, with clear exasperation. The trade ban was sudden, possibly the quickest legislation I've ever helped pass, but I was able to set aside a few pallets to help people wean themselves off, and that certainly includes Commander Fox. She turns a mischievous, knowing smile at them. If you had stopped for me this morning, perhaps we could have avoided the unnecessary dramatics.
God fucking damn it.
Ma'am, Thorn starts. I'd like to apologize on behalf of myself, of 27, of... She holds up a hand, but she's laughing. That won't be necessary, Commander Thorn. Oh, I'm sorry. Lieutenant Goose? He glares at 27's poorly concealed cackling. I will keep Commander Fox here while you two retrieve his helmet so that he doesn't risk interacting with a senator less understanding than I, she says with a kind smile. How does that sound?
That is very gracious, ma'am, Thorn grits out, hating this stupid day and this stupid situation and his stupid commander and his stupid self.
Thanks for looking out for Commander Fox, 27 says. Much too earnestly for anyone other than a shiny. She inclines her head. Thank you for looking out for your commander as well. Both of them. The senator's grin widens. It's good to know that every thorn has its rose.
Shit. He can tell from 27's soft gasp that he's already latched onto the name. Fucking hell, can this day get any worse? He will absolutely change his name to Goose if it means getting rid of this clingy shiny.
Is that okay? 27 asks softly. Thorn blinks, taken aback at the question.
Is what okay?
Can I... 27 hesitates, glances at Fox and the senator, then removes his helmet. He looks at Thorn with wide brown eyes. Can I be Rose?
Motherfuck! Yeah, sure, whatever. Just put your bucket back on.
And cover up those ridiculous puppy dog eyes. And 27, Rose. Rose does put his helmet back on, but not before beaming at Thorn with a smile that could power a solar generator.
God damn it. What a fucking day.
The two guardsmen leave her pod, and she refocuses on Fox, whose gaze is much clearer and sharper now that caffeine artificially spliced with creatine is flowing through his veins. He pinches the bridge of his nose tightly and takes a deep draft of blast.
Can we fake my death?
He asks bluntly. Rio just laughs and pulls him down in the seat next to hers.
Maybe later.
She leans against him. And he startles, eyes immediately scanning their somewhat public surroundings. I have the privacy screen on, she assures him. He hesitates, then relaxes into her, taking her hand in his
and rubbing his thumb in gentle circles on the back of her hand. She lifts her head slightly, brushing her lips against the shell of his ear. Now, tell me more about what you'll do to me tonight, Foxy with three X's. The end. Reader's notes. The cover art for this podfic is based off of the PowerPoint for biweekly safety briefing that was included in chapter one of the text of this. I believe the art is by Skyrunner because it was embedded in the fic text. It is amazing, and I did not fully put together that Skullogeese were Canada geese until I saw this, and then I was like, oh my god, the demon goose! This is amazing! Thank you so much to Skyrunner for having blanket permission to Podfic. This is an absolute joy to read and record. Look, okay, I'm not saying that I have a fox-type caffeine problem, but half a head of coffee today is one of the first things I check, you know, in the mental checklist of why do I have a headache. Caffeine, glasses, water, sleep, but usually caffeine. One of my sisters may have pointed out to me over Thanksgiving that sometimes I get angry and I get the shakes. And I said, that's not true, angrily, while I waited for my coffee. I don't know if Thorn and Rose are calling me out specifically, but now this was delight. This whole thing from start to finish was an absolute joy. So thank you again to Skyrunner for having blanket permission to Podfic. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.